This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump says a U.S. military special forces operation in northwest Syria successfully targeted and violently eliminated Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has more.
Speaking in the White House diplomatic room for nearly 50 minutes, Trump announced the Islamic State leader detonated a suicide vest in a tunnel, also killing three children, when he was confronted by the U.S. force, which lost no personnel. The president says Baghdadi was screaming, crying, and whimpering in his last moments.
He didn't die a hero, he died a coward.
Baghdadi's remains were positively identified by DNA testing on site in 15 minutes, according to Trump. The president says the leader's possible replacements as head of the terrorist organization are already in the sights of American forces. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Turkey's army says an attack by Kurdish fighters in northeast Syria has killed one of its personnel and wounded five others. This brings Turkey's military death toll to 11 since the launch of its operation. Despite the ceasefire brokered by Russia, occasional skirmishes have continued. Afghan officials have set a new date for announcing the result of last month's presidential election. The head of the Independent Election Commission says the results will be announced on November 14th. Hundreds of Iraqi demonstrators are continuing their anti-government protests Sunday in Baghdad's Tahrir Square. More than 60 protesters have been killed in clashes with police since the demonstrations began last week. Iraq's elite counter-terrorism service says it has been deployed to the area. It's been instructed to use all necessary measures to end the protests. You're listening to VOA News. Hong Kong police say anti-government protesters set fire to shops and hurled gas bombs on Sundays. This happened after riot police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse thousands in the Harborfront Hotel District. The protesters had gathered to denounce perceived police brutality during more than four months of often violent unrest in the Chinese-ruled city. The parents of one of the people believed to have died in a truck in Britain say Vietnamese police have taken DNA samples from them. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
In her home in Vietnam, Nguyen Thi Huan still waits to hear from her son, even though she is convinced he is dead. Joseph Nguyen Dinh Long is believed to be one of the 39 people found dead in the back of a truck near London last week. Joseph had worked as a carpenter but wanted to travel abroad to earn more money. His father says he urged his son not to go. British police have been trying to identify the bodies, which were found in a truck container on an industrial estate near the British capital. They say very few of the victims were carrying official identification and that they hope to identify the dead through fingerprints, dental records and DNA.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Chinese and Vietnamese officials are working closely with British police. Boris Johnson's Conservatives stepped up pressure on British lawmakers Sunday to back the Prime Minister's bid to hold an early election and break Britain's Brexit impasse. But with the main opposition Labour Party waiting for the European Union to grant a Brexit delay and two other parties launching their own bids for an even earlier election, observers say the government's bid so far looks set to fail. In Britain, a Labour Party spokesperson says Prime Minister Boris Johnson should offer Parliament an unequivocal commitment that he will not lead Britain out of the European Union without a deal if he wants backing for an early election bid. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expressing his support for a broad national unity government as a new round of talks begin with his chief challenger over a potential power-sharing agreement. Speaking to his cabinet, Netanyahu says such a coalition is essential for Israel to face what he has said were mounting security challenges around the region. The U.S. chief peace negotiator for Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, met with leaders in Kabul on Sunday after arriving in the country on an unannounced visit. This is his first visit since President Donald Trump halted talks with Taliban insurgents on ending the Afghan war. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.